This is Ian Blessed in association with Bench Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. After Guildford lost 1-0 to Abbey Rangers on the Saturday afternoon, I'm here with manager Tristan Rees. We were in that game all afternoon and I felt we deserved a 0-0, definitely a point out of that game, but one mistake and they've scored and we've tried to equalise there at the end and it's just not going in for us, is it? Not getting the luck.
We're not getting the luck, no, but you can see the desire and hunger's there from the players. You know, this is a tough place to come. You know, they're probably the second most formed side in the league behind Farnham at the moment, as it stands, and we've matched them. Okay, we might not have had chance after chance, but you know, we've created a couple of good chances there at the end, and like you say, probably deserve the draw. But when the luck's with you and you know, you've got momentum like Abbey have, they, you know, they churned out a 1-0, so fair play to them.
Not to be so cliched, it's not taking any offence towards Abbey in any way, not a massively flary but very organised, you would say.
Definitely, I mean, they're a good club, you know, they've done well for the last few seasons, so it's just momentum they've built, and you can tell they're organised, and you know, fair play to them, they got the result today. And you know, proud of our boys for matching them. It shows we're not that far away.
Disappointing to lose John Sanchez in the warm-up, and it doesn't sound like a small injury either.
No, it's a big blow. You know, we lost John in the warm-up. Obviously, Callum Wilson's not here today, another experienced player gone on holiday. You know, Naz is on holiday for a couple of weeks because of Christmas. You know, players missing, but the players come in, you know, stepped up today. They've done themselves proud, so got no complaints.
Last season's Player of the Year, Leon Dady, has joined the club. I hear he's only played 2 games previous so far this season, so obviously not match fit. A kind of an exciting signing, I feel.
Yeah, obviously great to have him back. Obviously, I didn't know him from last season at all, but speaking to a couple of the coaching staff and players that know him would be a good addition. Obviously, he's not played, so it'd be good to get him up to speed going into the new year. So, we can hopefully, second half of the season, we can get him up and firing and we can have, get the results that he got from the club last season.
Different week, obviously, being Christmas. Will you get a chance to do any training, or will we just go in next Saturday against Farnham with a kind of a bit of a free hit?
Do you know what? You know, the boys have worked hard all year. It's Christmas week, and the fact it is Farnham, I think we could probably train 8 hours every single day and it won't affect the outcome of the result. So we're going to give the players Christmas off, we're going to let them enjoy their families, but you know, come Saturday next week, we'll put in, you know, 100% effort. Like, of course, we're not just going to roll over. You know, we work hard like we have again today, and we try and frustrate them for long parts of the game and see what happens.
Merry Christmas to our sponsors, players, and all yourselves, of course.
Definitely, yeah. You know, the support we've had since we've come in the summer and everything's been great. So yeah, wish all the fans, committee, obviously yourself included in that, and all the fans that come and watch, you know, real Merry Christmas and hope they are better off for the second season.
Thanks so much, Trish.
Thanks, Ian, appreciate it.